AI News by Conjero.
Computer science hasn't lost relevance, but the old promise around it has gotten a lot more conditional. AI teams don't just need coders anymore. They need people who can help ship real systems.
Right, because the bottleneck has shifted. It's easier than ever to spin up a prototype or call a model API. What slows teams down now is the gritty stuff: data pipelines, evaluation, integration, observability, security, and change management.
And that's why a plateau in CS interest matters. It's not just about fewer students. It's about a mismatch between what universities have been producing and what AI product teams actually need.
Exactly. A traditional CS foundation still matters, but deploying AI features is more than algorithms and code. You need someone who can handle retrieval quality, test coverage for model outputs, latency, fallback logic, and monitoring after launch.
So the problem isn't that CS is obsolete. It's that the market now values adjacent skills much more openly. Software engineering, data engineering, ML ops, analytics, security, even governance.
And that shows up in hiring. Companies may find plenty of people who can use AI tools, but far fewer who can build production systems around them. That's a very different labor market.
For AI leaders, that turns into schedule risk. A prototype might come together fast, but hardening it for customers can take quarters. The model is not the hard part anymore.
Yeah, and three bottlenecks keep coming up: verification, integration, and governance. If teams can't build proper evaluation, connect to internal systems, or manage audit and incident workflows, rollout slows or gets riskier.
That's why the curriculum gap becomes a deployment gap. Universities can teach strong theory, but employers need people who can bridge that into reliable, data-heavy production work.
The fix is pretty practical, too. More production-oriented coursework, real capstones with latency and logging requirements, apprenticeship layers inside companies, and better training in ML ops and data engineering.
And the measuring stick matters. It shouldn't be attendance. It should be whether people get to independence faster, whether incidents drop, and whether deployment cycles improve.
Bottom line, this is less a collapse than a correction. AI teams can't assume tooling will erase the talent bottleneck. The companies that plan around that will move faster than the ones still hearing for the last cycle.
AI News by Conjero.